Okay. Today's daf is Ayin Gimel. We got to the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion. We figured we'd just pause and pick it up where we left off yesterday. So we're discussing about a katan and an isha performing the kiddush for Parah Aduma. Remember, the Gemara is going back and forth various drushas. So let's take it from. Let's go to around 10 lines up. Va'azdu l'tamayu. Vajlutamayu, and then while we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim were both going according to Shita, that Chachamim felt that an androgynous, which way would we say this? That an androgynous is a good, can do Kiddush, and Rabbi Yehuda felt, it's the other way around. Chachamim thought that androgynous who does Kiddush of Paraduma is good, Rabbi Yehuda felt that androgynous who does Kiddush Paraduma is no good. So the Gemara says, "Va'ozdu tamayu." They go according to the reasoning in general. The Tanya, "Hakol kshayrim lekadesh chutz micheishot v'katam." Tanakama holds that anyone is able to do this kiddush. Kiddush is said, we said again, was mixing the afar paraduma with the mayim, with the water. So that, according to the Tanakama, may be done by anybody except for these three of micheishot v'katam. But then comes along Rehuda, Omer, Machshir, v'katan uposu v'isha ubanjogenus. He says, while a katan can do it, he argues with the Tanakama, a katan may do it. He says that a woman and an androgynous may not do that. So for our purposes at least, the Tanakhama holds that an androgynous may perform the Kiddush of Paraduma. And that's how we see that this Braisa is the same presentation as above a Rehuda and Chachamim. So then the Gemara says, my time is the Rabbanon. Why are they Rabbanon? What's their basis? The Chachamim hold that everyone's allowed to do Kiddush except for Chereshot of Akatam. Dichsiv v'lachu l'tame me'ofer strefas achatas. The Pasuk says, and they should take for the Tameh from the dirt of the burning of the Chatas. So what is that Pasuk trying to teach us? So the Rabbanan make the following drasha. Hanuch de pasli ba'asifa. Those who are pasul, those who are not allowed to gather the ashes of the Paraduma, psul b'kiddush, may not mix the ashes with the water. However, hanuch de ksherin ba'asifa, ksherin b'kiddush. Those who may gather the ashes may perform kiddush. And Rashi tells us, look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom. It says, hanuch de psulim ba'asifa, Psul l'kiddush, says Rashi. V'hasim, the Gemara Numa tells us, Darshinan v'asav ish v'lo katan. A tower l'hachshis a'isha. So based on Rashi's there, a katan is disqualified from doing the asifa. A woman is included in performing asifa. And therefore, since those are pasul or kasher for the asifa, the same holds true for who's able to do the kiddush. That's the basis of the Rabbanan. Then Rabbi Huda, the very last narrow line of Amud Beis, Rabbi Huda Omer, Amar Lacha, Im Kain, if that's the case, that you say a woman may do this, and a katan may not do this, the same exact din as the sifa, Im Kain, Nema, Kra, V'lakach. Why not say V'lakach? The one who did the asifa should do the mixing. My V'lakach, what does it mean V'lakach, and they took in the plural? Very strange way to speak. So Gemara says, therefore Rabbi Huda holds, Da'afilu Hanuch Dipsulin, Hasam, Ksherim Hacha. Even those who are pasul there are going to be able to do a l'kiddushir, where lachu is plural. We're coming to include more people. Even those individuals who couldn't do the asifa, but lachu, they, those people may perform the kiddush. And that's the drasha of Yehuda, why he includes others, such as the katan, in essence.
He's come first, the kiddush or the asifa?
The asifa. Because first what you do is you burn the paraduma, then you gather the ashes, and then you take the ashes, and the kiddush is placing the ashes into the water. So based on the word v'laku, the Rabbi Huda includes that even a katan may do it. That's what he comes to include. Even though everyone agrees a katan may not do the asifa, the question is he able to do the kiddush?
The asifa is in a higher level than the kiddush.
Hard to say by paraduma. Each stage is different. It's not necessarily higher or lower levels. You can't make heads or tails of paraduma. It's too complicated. So there's not higher or lower. It's just different. That's how paraduma works.
Why is nobody mentioning androgynous?
He's talking about that. He's including
I guess
that.
Is androgynous included between the as isha or what?
That might depend on what we said yesterday about whether that we saw yesterday. Where the psul was that is an Ariel, right?
Next question is yachi isha nami. You should say yachi isha v'androgynous nami.
It doesn't say katan too.
Katan is different because androgynous is for sure a woman or a man. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, "Ihachi." If lachu is coming to include he who is pater, who is pasal rather, by the sifa, may now do the kiddush. Yachi ishanami. A woman was pasal from doing the asifa. Allow her to do. No, she we said kasher before. Ah, the
no,
woman
according,
was
according to Yehuda, it's only a katan and not an isha.
So the question is, so why is Yehuda exclude her? If
right,
she's,
if it's plural, then it should also include the isha.
So he says a special drasha v'nasa and v'lo not v'nasna. He, a man, does it, but not a woman. So Rabbanan, so how are Rabbanan going to respond to these drashas of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbanan say iksiv v'lakach v'nasan. If it said the word, he took and he gave. So then have a mina shakachad v'yohivchad. That one person should take and do the asifa, and one person should place it in the water. Kasr Rahman of Lachu tells me that you don't have to have two individuals, that one person is able to do both of them.
Meaning it has to be the same person. And if it's not the same person, it's possible.
Oh, yeah, you would think maybe if it's a Vinasam Velakach, it would mean the same person who does the Asifa should also do the Kiddush.
Sure. And if not, it's not good. It's
right.
Not, it's not good.
Kasr Rahman of Lachu, no, even someone who didn't do the Asifa may still do the Kiddush. V'kasr Rahman of Lachu v'nasu, so why not teach consistency that way? They can take it, they could gather. Havmina de Shaklu Trey, if you have a tray, that those two people who took it should be the two people who are doing the Kiddush. Kasr Rahman of Lachu v'nasu, that feel Shiklu Trey v'yavchad. That even though two people may have taken it, one person could do the Kiddush. It doesn't have to be exactly parallel who's doing the Asif and who's doing the Kiddush. And it's just finally the Ayin Gimel Ma'af, just to finish this concept. This, because if it said Lachu v'nasnu, it would sound like the two people who did
it's the both.
Exactly.
Okay, and
the fact that it changed, it tells us it doesn't have to be the same exact person, people doing the Asifa do not have to be the same people doing the Kiddush. Just to show it's different. There's a difference, I believe. So then the Gemara in the top says, now, he's a Tara al Tame. So also by Parduma it says, the Tara person is going to sprinkle on the Tame person. Tahor Michlau Shu Tame. So why are we calling such a person as Tahor? That implies that he was once Tame. Why don't you just say, he's a Ish al Hatame? Why? He's a Hatahor al Hatame. So to imply that, the Gemara teaches us, Limeid al Tivil Yom Shekashir Bepara. The Tivil Yom, a person who is Tame, he went through the process of Tahor process, went to the mikvah, but he has to still wait for Shkias HaChama that evening to be completely tahor.
So, it's a whole different...
Whole different topic. This is going back to...
Before
we discussed Tivil Yom is Kasher to do Azah.
Right.
So the source is based on this pasuk, he's a tahor ahatame. Why mention tahor? To imply that even a person was Tame and just became tahor, and hasn't yet weighed and hasn't yet gotten to Shkias HaChama, he is Kasher to do the Hazah Paraduma. Remember, if we saw this at the beginning of Yuma, the first staff of Yuma spoke about this Indian, Tivil Yom person is Kasher. And Siddukim said that's not true, a Tivil Yom cannot do it. So we went far distances to make sure.
Make him
a Tivil Yom, right. Exactly. And because of that, they had to overcompensate by using certain kalim that can't become Tameh in order to overcompensate for the leniency they did in the Tivil Yom. But that's the halacha, that Tivil Yom may perform the Paraduma. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to the discussion, new discussion related to what we've been discussing yesterday's daf about an Ariel. The Gemara says, Boi Mune Mirav Sheshes, Ariel Mahu B'Meiser. Can Ariel partake in Meiser? It's talking about Meiser Sheni here. Meiser Sheni, of course, is the mice that's taken to Yerushalayim. It's eaten to Yerushalayim. The fruit's brought to Yerushalayim. If they can't bring the fruit, they could be pulled down into money. And the money then is brought to Yerushalayim to buy fruit and eat there. So can an Ariel eat Meiser Sheni? So Gemara says, on one hand, we could say, Kihechi, the Yalef Pesach mi Meiser, linen aninus. We learn the halacha Pesach from Meiser. It says by Meiser Sheni that an onen cannot eat the... Eat the Meiser Sheni. Looking for the pasuk here. It says, part of Vidur Meiser, it says, Velo Oni. I don't have the pasuk on the side, but it does say the Isser that an Onen cannot eat the Meiser Sheni. So we learn Karm Pesach may also not be eaten by an Onen because we learn it from Meiser Sheni. Just like a Meiser Sheni, an Onen cannot eat it, so too, by Karm Pesach, an Onen may not eat the Karm Pesach. So just like we say that direction, maybe we should say Yalef Nami Meiser Mipesach. Go the other direction. Now maybe learn Meiser from Karban Pesach linen arelis. So just like Arel cannot eat Karban Pesach, so too we could say Arel cannot eat Maaser Sheni. That's one side. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps the Gemara suggests Chomer Mikal Yalef, Kal Mi Chomer Lo Yalef. You can learn Chomer Mikal. The Chomer here is Karban Pesach because Karban Pesach is Chiv Kares. Maaser Sheni is not. So you can learn Chomer, you can learn Karban Pesach, which is more stringent than that of Maaser Sheni. That if an Onen cannot eat Maaser Sheni, then Onen certainly can't eat Karban Pesach. But to say the other way around, to learn Maaser Sheni, which is more Kal, from Pesach, that doesn't make any sense. Just because Pesach is an Arel can eat Pesach, doesn't mean that an Arel cannot eat Maaser Sheni.
Was it a Svara that we learned Pesach from Maaser Sheni, or was it a Gzeirah Shava?
Good question.
If it's a Svara, it would make no sense to learn. Correct that it makes no sense to learn Kal Michoim.
Right, so it's Gzeir Shava, and seemingly Gzeir Shava should go across the board.
Right.
So it's Gzeir. Let's see, does Rashi say anything here?
But Onen is also in all mitzvot.
Very good. Onen is part in all mitzvot, that is true.
At
the same time, an Onen needs to eat, and he's allowed to eat, he has to eat. So, let's say, could he
eat?
To eat, yeah.
Why go on Pesach?
Right. So, the problem is, is there an issue for him to eat something like that, even though he's going to eat anything? So, maybe, you know, maybe we should allow him to eat. Once he's eating anyways, allow him to eat a mitzvah, such as Karban Pesach.
Process to that eating, meaning there's a kind of a nusach to the, you don't just pick it up and eat, right?
No, I'm saying, we mean saying a bracha?
Not necessarily with a bracha, but I don't know what's the process for one person, no?
No, I'm saying there's... exactly
what I said. It's asking the same question. So according to one person, it says Perush Acher Hagmara Achim Soveret Sheisur Nu De Pesach Nilad Maaser Sheni B'Gzeirah Shava. Hagmara, because one of them is asking this question: how could you learn Kal from Chomer?
Right.
There's a whole long.
Oh yeah, who discusses this?
Many.
Okay. Fine. So Gemara says, so that's the question: do we apply the fact that an Ariel can Ariel again? The question being, can Ariel eat Maaser Sheni? So on one hand.
So they're trying to find out if it's mufni or not mufni. That's why they want to know if... it's complicated.
Okay, so in Ariel, the question, can Ariel eat Maaser Sheni? Ariel certainly can't eat Pesach, Karban Pesach. The question is, are we going to learn Maaser Sheni from Karban Pesach or not? So Amar Lehu, Tani Suha, so we learn in a Braisa, Hatshuma v'Bikurim Chayavim Alem Misa. So a person who, let's see... Rashi says Misa. This is, we're going to go through Rashi as we go through the Gemara. Misa Tamei Ha'ochla Kedichsev Mesu Bo Yichaluhu. Person who eats Chuma. This is Rashi Misa. Three narrow lines down. Misa. So the Gemara says Chuma Vabikurin Chayim La Misa. Who's Chayim Misa? See Rashi three narrow lines down. Narrow. 1, 2, 3. Misa first word in the line.
Yes.
So Misa, a person who's Tamei Ha'ochla who eats Chuma is going to be Chai Misa Umesu Kibo Ki Ichalalu, because you desecrated to get a Chai Misa. Ubikurim Kitchuma Damar Mar Uchumas Yadcha Eloha Bikurim. So Bikurim has the same din as Chuma. So a person who's Tamei who eats either Chuma or eats Bikurim is Chai Misa. Then the Gemara says V'chomish, he's Chai V'chomish. What does that mean, says Rashi? Chomish Zar Ha'ochlan B'shogig. A Zar, a non-coin, who eats, accidentally eats Chuma or Bikurim, has to pay a chomish, fifth, an additional fifth to the Karen. Let's say it costs $1. He has to pay back $1.20 to the owner of the chumar bikurim. Avar Rashi says, Avar Meiser, Sheni, Lo, Dehav, Zarm, Achlile. But a Zar does not have to pay chomish. A Zar may eat Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is for anybody to eat, even a non-Kohen. Vein chomish, Ela, Befo, De, Es, Ma'asaro. And you're going to tell me, oh, don't we have Gemaras all over that talk about a chomish by Meiser Sheni? That is a different type of chomish. That's not a penalty of eating it incorrectly. A person were to be podeh to take Maaser Sheni fruits that he grew during that year and redeem it onto money, he has to add a fifth of the value when he brings it to Yerushalayim. That's a different type of chomish. So chomish applies to a person who eats, a zar who eats chumar bikurim. Then the Gemara says, asurin lazarim. They're asur to a zar. Non-kohen may not eat chumar and bikurim. Vehein nichse kohen. Also, that Truma and Bikurim are meant to be Nichsei Kohen. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Hey, Nichsei Kohen. L'kadesh behen es ha'isha, l'kach ben avadim v'karkaros behema tamea. It's mamish their property. They could marry a woman using the Truma, and they could buy avadim and karkaros using Truma. Ava Meiser says, Rashi, lo nitan elalachi la v'shisiya v'sicha. Meiser sheni is only allowed to be used to eat, to drink, and to use as oil on one's skin. Vein isha miskadesh esbo, and a woman can't get married to this. The Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir Damer Meiser Mamon Gavohu. Now there is another opinion of Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Meiser Sheni is considered Meiser Mamon Hedyot, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, one may, it's a Mishnah in Kiddushim, one may marry with Meiser Sheni, but Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir holds Mamon Gavoa, and you're not allowed to use Meiser Sheni to get married with. Very different than Bikurim and Truma. Now, V'afagav, Rashi continues and says, Afagav dekula hu lagavi Truma Bikurim, even though Meiser Sheni, it seems to be less chomer than Truma Bikurim, hafil hachi chashiv lei, hachi nami aminam bebab mitzia. Okay, fine. Now, v'olin be'echad me'omeya, also Truma Bikurim, which get mixed up with something else, becomes batal. Normally, we have a din of batal berov, by basa b'chavi, a batal b'shishim. When it comes to Truma Bikurim, you need bittel be'echad umeya, 100 to 1 you need. That's the ratio. As opposed to, look at Rashi writes, be'echad umeya, ava meiser batal berov, v'lo bay echad umeya. It's rov. You have one piece of meiser falls into two other fruits of non-meiser, that's batal berov. V'tu'unen rechitas yadayim. Furthermore, the Brisa says, Truma Bikurim require washing one's hands before eating it. And that's a dinder button we learned. But meiser does not need to, well, you don't wash, need to wash your hands before eating meiser or chulin. And then, harav shemesh, a tivul yom may not eat Truma Bikurim. He has to wait until shkia to eat Truma Bikurim. But a tivul yom may eat meiser sheni before shkia. So, harei elu b'truma bikurim, says the Gemara.
Mash, yeah. It's comparing, let's say, a lot of the stuff, it only applies to Kohanim, who are the only ones who can eat Truma, right? I mean,
yeah. All this applies to Kohanim, but we see that there's these unique the stringencies and limitations that apply only to Truma Bikurim, Mash Enkin B'Maiser, says the Gemara. So this seems to be an exhaustive list, a very long list of differences between Bikurim and Truma on one hand versus Maiser Sheni. Now, if that's the case, in Isa, if it's true, then Arel may eat Maiser Sheni, in Isa, Nisei Arel Aser Behem, Mash Enkin B'Maiser. We know that Arel is Aser to eat Truma, Ariel may not eat Bikurim. But if it's true that Ariel may eat Meiser Sheni, list that as another difference. The fact that they don't list it tells us that an Ariel may not eat Meiser Sheni, and we do learn Meiser Sheni from Karban Pesach. That's the Gemara's Havamina. Gemara says not true. Tana V'Shire. We have Tana V'Shire all over Shas.
Good old Tana V'Shire.
Exactly. It's left off the list. It wasn't exhaustive. Now the rule is whenever there's Tana V'Shire, it says Mai V'Shire, the High Shire. Shire. So what's the other thing? We're never going to have an exhaustive list and leave one thing off the list. If there's just one thing left, we're going to add it to the list also. It doesn't make any difference. The only time we're going to say something was left off if there's something else that's left off the list. It's possible to have a list and leave two things off. That makes sense. But to leave just one thing off doesn't make any sense. So if we're going to say that Ariel should have been on the list, but they intentionally left it off, that means there must be one other thing also that was left off the list. Otherwise, they wouldn't leave even one thing off the list. So, fine. One thing left off the list we're suggesting is the Ariel. What's the second thing that's left off the list? Say, the Katani Seifa, the Seifa says, Yesh b'meiser u'b'bikurim mash enkein b'tshuma. This is something else that Meiser Sheni and Bikurim share in common that does not exist by Tshuma. Shemeiser v'abikurim t'unun havas makom. Meiser Sheni and Bikurim require being brought to Yerushalayim. Those two are very unique. In fact, there's a Tosfos in Babasa and the Sefer Chinuch, I think also, writes, the reason why you have to go to the Beis Hamikdash for these things is because you're supposed to keep Mitzion Tetzei Sora. That source of Torah comes from Tzion, comes from Yerushalayim. The reason why there's a requirement to take these things to Yerushalayim is to learn when you go there, to
sounds
gain
like
Torah.
A big deal. Why to leave this out?
No, this right now is this is not left off yet.
No.
I mean, is this the one that's left off the list?
No.
This is just the safe of it, right? We haven't gotten to that answer yet. So the safe says that, so when it comes to Meiser Bikurim, this has to have Havas Makom. It has to be brought to the Makom, to Yerushalayim. Mash Enkein, when it comes to Truma, but Truma does not have to be brought. Truma is eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Shemaiser, fine.
What do you want to be doing?
Asher ma'aser bikurim tuna havas makom v'tunim vidui. That ma'aser bikurim is requires vidui. Now it's interesting that we use the lashon of vidui here. Rashi tells us where this is found. V'tunim vidui bi'arti had kodesh ma'abayis hinei hevasi es reishis habibikurim. So this is the beginning of Kisavo, talks about, usually we call it vidui ma'aser and mikra bikurim. I once gave a shiur on this topic related to this topic of vidui ma'aser and mikra bikurim. I kept on saying during my shiur vidui bikurim, and someone gave me a hard time about it afterwards. But you do find, even though it's typically called mikra bikurim, you do find places where it's called vidui bikurim, even though it's not as common. Here's one case where we're calling vidui, even though vidui is typically used for ma'aser, vidui is also going on vidui habikurim. So ma'aser bikurim require and bring to Yerushalayim.
I hope you showed him this page.
Then v'asr la'onen, and also when it comes to ma'aser bikurim, an onen may not eat these things. It says explicitly onen in this parsha of Kisavo. It says that an onen cannot eat ma'aser sheni, and we apply that also to bikurim. But an onen may eat truma. And now, according to Rabbi Shimon permitted an onen to eat to bikurim. The pasuk explicitly says by ma'aser an onen can eat ma'aser. The only question is bikurim. So according to the Tanakhama, the bikurim is also included in the iser. Then onen cannot eat bikurim either, but Rabbi Shimon permitted an onen to eat bikurim. So v'chayvim bibir. Also Tanakhama holds that when it comes to ma'aser sheni, and when it comes to bikurim, they require bir. To look at Rashi, v'chayvim bibir. Bikurim u'ma'aser sheni b'shana hashlishis. The third year of the Shemitah cycle, one has she'im shaha ma'asrosa of shana rishona v'shniya. If you've waited the first and second years of your Ma'aser Sheni, Molichin B'Shlish Yerushalayim, you're supposed to bring the Ma'aser Sheni at least by the third year to Yerushalayim. Because the way it worked was that after you take Truma, you have your fruit. You take Truma, you give it to the Kohen. Take Ma'aser Rishon, you give it to the Levi. Then you take a second level of Ma'aser, that's called Ma'aser Sheni. That's supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim to eat any of the first 2 years. Now, if it's not brought by the third year, you're supposed to bring all the fruits of Ma'aser Sheni, you bring it the third year now. And if you don't bring them by the third year, you have to burn them during the third year. So that applies both to Ma'aser Sheni and to Bikurim. But that's, even though the Pasuk only says Biarti Mina Kodesh by Ma'aser Sheni, it doesn't say Bir by Bikurim. Tanakhama says Bir also applies to Bikurim. But yet again, Rabbi Shimon argues Poter. He says that it's Pater, a Bikurim does not require Bir. So now, V'ilu Aser Levire Mahin Betuma. So what's this talking about now?
You're not allowed to burn them.
This is the last thing that's left off. That says that Asa Levire Mehen Betuma. So what they're explaining here to mean is that's also to get hana from this burning if they become tame. Look at Rashi, Vila also levar mehen betuma. The bottom Rashi in Amun Aleph, he says, the Tanakhama demakish bikurim lemaiser. Tanakhama who thinks, just like maiser sheni requires beer, so too bikurim requires beer. Lechol mile, havi lemisne, v'asa lehalik mehen im nitmu. They should also teach a din that if they become tame, you're not allowed to burn them if they're tame. De'ein tumasan matirasan havara. Just because they become tame is not a heter to burn the ma'aser sheni. Exactly. I think Rashi continues. And don't say, what do you mean? Ma'aser sheni is only meant to be eaten and drunk. And this is us. And therefore, since I can't eat it anymore, I should be able to burn it. That's only by something that's tahor, that if you can't eat it anymore, you're allowed to burn it. When it becomes tame, maybe you should be allowed to burn it because since I can't get enough from it anyways. Also, the bar betuma is a special iser. Will be arti mimenu betame, says the pasuk. You cannot burn it betame.
So this is the one thing that is missing.
Right. So exactly. So it should have said just like ma'aser sheni, also bikurim should have the same din of also to bevar men betuma.
So what do you do with bikurim and ma'aser sheni? That's tame.
When they are tame, what do you do with them? Not sure. I wish I knew.
You give it to the animals.
Yeah. No, it's also not.
Why?
Yeah.
You're not enjoying.
No, but you're
doing something good, maybe.
No, because you're enjoying, because your animals are being fed.
I think they explained down here
enjoyment.
That even though the pasuk sounds like you can't burn it entirely, it means you can't get hanah from the burning. You do burn it, you just can't get hanah from the bad. That's how they're explaining on the bottom here. Okay. So that's one thing. And also it says, ha'ochlin betuma la'atzman loke. And also a person who is who's tameh, who eats the ma'isha sheni, who eats the bikurim, gets malkos, ma'ashenkin betuma, as opposed to chuma, that there's no iser of chuma. Chuma, a person who is chuma, there's no malkos if he eats it while he's tameh. So therefore, this thing was also left on the list. Alma lokotani, alma tani vishayar. So just like this last part was left off the list, this other distinction, so too the case of Ariel was left off the list also. Even though you're right, in Ariel maybe can eat Maiser Sheni, why was it on the list as a difference between Maiser Sheni versus Chum and Bikurim? Because it was not an exhaustive list, just like we left this last thing off the list that could have been there.
So once again, so if somebody eats Maiser Sheni and Bikurim that are Tame,
he
gets Malchus.
Right. And in Truma, he doesn't.
Exactly.
But in Truma, it's Kairos. No. If his Tame is Kairos, if it's Truma. What's the din with Truma that's Tameya?
Truma that's Tameya, you burn it. I think the Gemara and Shabbos is a drush about
Truma Shmasi.
Look at Vatora Zorat Lav, El Aisurase. Isur ase.
Okay.
It's not allowed to do.
Okay. But there's no lav, and then certainly no malchus.
And if it's isur ase, he doesn't get malchus.
Correct. There's no malchus in isur
ase. Only lotase.
Right.
Korban.
Why would it be isur ase if he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing?
Yes, it's a source.
Because it says you have to eat it.
Probably.
Hara, it doesn't say you shouldn't eat.
Yeah, I don't know the exact pasuk, but something like that. It doesn't say, there's no lav about it. Okay, fine. Let's actually do an interesting tosos for a second on Amud Aleph. We'll do it. Yeah, let's run through it quickly. Rash, tosos di ramaschil nichse kohen. We said before that chuma and bikurim is nichse kohen, and he could use this chuma and bikurim in order to marry someone, in order to buy avadim, to buy karka. So Tosos, I'll get to the answer in a second, but I'll just set it up for you for a moment.
This is when it's comparing what? Truma?
Chuma and Bikurim versus Ma'aser Sheni. Chuma and Bikurim are considered Nichsei Kohen. So the question Tosos struggles with is, there seem to be some indications that you're allowed to use the money to buy clothing, not only karka and behema, even for clothing. And there are other indications that one may not buy clothing with the Chuma and Bikurim. So that's how what he sets up. So if you look at Tosos now, two wide lines down, in Tosfos, the end of the line says V'omeri. V'omeri, the Matzila Meimar, the Hanu Mishnahos the Asiri, those Mishnahos who say it's Aser to buy clothing, they go Konkuri Meir.
Two lines down?
Yeah, two wide lines down.
Two wide
lines down. The end of the line, Omeri. So the Matzila Meimar, see the Tosfos? No, Amun Aleph, Amun Aleph. Two wide lines down, Amari, the Machi Le Memar. It's Rashi Tevos, Vari. So again, he sets it up that there are Mishnahs that indicate that one may purchase clothing with this Chuma Mikurim, others indicate that one may not. So he writes, Amari, the Machi Le Memar, one can answer as follows. The Hani Mishnahs, the Asiri, those Mishnahs which say it's Asir to buy clothing, also Krabi Meir, Damar Mamon Gavohi, like we said above in Rashi, is Mamon Gavoa, and it can't be used for clothing, only for Karka, based on special Haterim. Hanoch, the other ones, Kribihuda the Shari, those Mishnahs that permit you to buy clothing go according to Rehuda, who holds that mice, the Machuma and Bikurim are considered mice Mamon Hediot, which is owned by for mundane purposes. It's a machlokis, and who wrote the Mishnah? Then he suggests, if you go down another two lines, Ode Nir Lari, towards the beginning of the line, the first word is Kirebi Meir in Rashi Tevos, Ode Nir Lari, to have Mishnahs in Cholkin Tzuzah. There's no stira. It's the same person who authored them. Umina Torah lo asir elavadim v'karka behema tamea. Mina Torah, the only thing that's asir is to buy something that's tame. Aval malbushim sharu, really clothing is allowed to purchase by nichsei kohen, Midrabanan asu afil mabushim. It was only gzeir midrabanan that ushered them. So that's what he ends up working through the Mishnayos. What ends up coming out is, according to Behuda, is there a heter to buy clothing with Chuma Meiser or not? Okay, I thought it was an interesting tosfos. Now you go back to Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Three lines from the top, the Gemara says, Asurim le'onin v'shun matir. We saw above, there's machlokas whether by Bikurim. When it comes to Meiser Sheni, there's an explicit pasuk that an onin may not eat Meiser Sheni. But what about Bikurim? Tanakama thought Bikurim has the same din, that an onin may not eat Bikurim. Rabbi Shimon thought that Bikurim is different and an onin may eat the Bikurim. Mnalahu, how do they know this? What's the machlokas based on? Dichsiv lo suchal lechol bisharecha Meiser digancha v'tiroshcha v'tzarcha. The pasuk says that you cannot eat in your gates meiser digancha, all the different things, and b'charos b'karcha v'tzoncha. So what's this going on? The Gemara says, chumas yadcha. What does it mean, chumas yadcha? That's part of the pasuk. One of the things that an oni may not eat. Now this is talking about, right now, meiser. Second, what's the context of this pasuk? Is this directly talking about owning? I don't think so. Yeah, I'm not sure the context of this pasuk, but it's not talking about owning. But we see from the pasuk all these different things that are listed. And the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, Amar Mar, what does Chumas Yadcha refer to? Elu Bikurim. So this pasuk talks about beginning Meiser, Digancha V'tirashcha V'tzarcha. Then it says Chumas Yadcha, which is Bikurim. V'iskish bikurim lemaiser. So we find in this very pasuk a hekesh. Right. So this is maiser sheni. Exactly. I'm not sure again the context, but we see in this very same pasuk, if we understand that the word shumas yadcha is yodecha is referring to bikurim, so we have in the very same pasuk a hekesh between bikurim and maiser sheni. And now we're going to say ma maiser asalonin af bikurim asalonin. Just like we know based on the pasuk in Kisavo, that an onin may not eat Meiser Sheni, so too an onin may not eat Bikurim. That's the basis of the Tanakama, how we know an onin may not eat Bikurim. Rabbi Shimon, Chuma, Karina, Rachmana. No, it's Chuma. Chuma Siyadecha means Chuma, not Bikurim, means Chuma. So what are you learning from Chuma? Ma Chuma Muteris le onin af Bikurim Muter le onin. The very fact that he agrees that Chuma Siyadecha is referring to Bikurim. But the fact that we're calling Bikurim Chuma tells us that Bikurim is really Chuma, not Meiser. Why we call him Bikurim Chuma must be has the same din as a Chuma. And just like an Onin may eat Chuma, so too an Onin may eat Bikurim. And that was the understanding according to Rabbi Shimon.
How do we learn that Tumas Yadcha means Bikurim in this pasuk? Or?
Let's look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Chumas Yadecha Elu HaBikurim, he writes three narrow lines down, Dibay Havas Makom, Kirchsev Samta Beten of Halachta. So this is talking about, that the Maiser Sheni cannot be eaten in Besharecha, you can't eat Maiser Sheni in your gates, so you have to bring it to Yishalayim. So too, we're going to learn this by Bikurim. V'hasa Mashminen, says Rashi, As Asay, V'hachashminen Azharas Lav Lochem Begvulim. There we learn, V'samta Beten of Halachta, in Parshat Kisavo, tells us the Mitzvah Asay to bring it. And the pasuk lo suchal is the source of the lo sase to eat it outside Yerushalayim. The ilu chuma mamish kachi hagvulhi velo bayichoma. So you can't be talking about chuma literally because chuma doesn't need to be eaten in the walls of Yerushalayim. It could be eaten anywhere else in the Eretz Yisrael, as we know. So it can't be chuma. So therefore, we're stuck. What else could it refer to? It must be referring to bikurim. So once it's referring to bikurim, so now do we say bikurim is in the same pasuk of Maaseh Sheni? It's closely linked to Maaseh Sheni. Well, the fact that we use the word chuma to conceal the word Bikurim, may Bikurim is more like Chuma. That's the Machlokas Tanakama versus Rabbi Shimon. Then the Gemara says, we also had a Machlokas about the din of Bir. The Chayavim Bibir, that Bikurim is Chayav to be burned in the third year, just like Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni, there's a Mefurish Pasuk, you have to burn it. So Bikurim also. And Rabbi Shimon thought, Pater, it's Pater to burn it, Bikurim. Mar Makish, Makish for Mar Lo Makish, like we said above. That Tanakama hold that there's a hekesh between Bikurim and Maaseh Sheni, and all halachas travel back and forth from each other. And Rabbi Shimon held that no, that's not a hekesh to Bikurim, rather to Maaseh Sheni. Rather, Bikurim is more linked to Chuma.
So it's the same machlokas.
Exactly. There's a second afkamina of that machlokas. Then the Gemara asks, "V'asa levayer me metuma, v'ochel metuma atzman loka." That we said that if the Bikurim become tame, one may not burn them. And one also who eats them gets malchus as opposed to truma. That's the halach by Bikurma Ma'aseh Sheni as opposed to truma. So what's the basis of this discussion? The Tanya, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo vi'arti mimenu b'tameh, the pasuk says, by Ma'aseh Sheni, I did not burn it while being tameh. Bein sheni tameh v'hu tar, bein sheni tar v'hu tameh, whether I was tameh and it was tar, whether I was tar and it was tameh, I did not burn it at all. So that's halacha by...
Who said that?
Who says what?
Who said that? Loviati. Who speaks here?
The Torah.
Oh, the Torah says.
Yeah. What? Torah says this, and this is the person who brings the Meiser. He says this, Vidoy Meiser. He has this whole long declaration he says when he goes to bring the Yishalayim to the Meiser Shanim.
So
he
says,
Torah, I didn't burn it.
Explain what he should say.
Exactly. And right, what he says tells us what he's supposed to and not supposed to do with Meiser Shanim.
Sounds what?
Sounds
like Rabbi Shimon said it.
Ah. Yeah, so he's quoting from the Torah. Okay, so this is the source that when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, that one is not supposed to burn it while it's tameh. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to say, V'heichan muzhar al achilaso. How do we know that Ma'aseh Sheni becomes tameh? One may not eat it, that there's a lav involved. So the Gemara says, any other day, I don't know. I'm not sure the source. Then the Gemara, before getting back to that, says, Tumas aguf behed yiksiv, when the person himself is tamei, the individual is tamei, that's a mefurish pasuk. Ksiv be nefesh asher tiga bo v'tamei ad ha'arev lo yocha min hakadshim kim rachat b'sar b'mayim. A person himself touches something tamei and becomes tamei himself, he may not eat kadshim and for that matter can't eat truma until he goes to the mikvah. That's mefurish where the person, where the gaver is tamei. So halchak mibaylei tumas atzma minayo. I wanted to know, when the fruit themselves are tameh, how do we know the fruit is tameh that I cannot eat it, even though I'm tar, I cannot eat the tameh fruit? That's the shayla. Minayin, tamalomar, lo suchal le'echel b'sharecha ma'aser digancha. You cannot eat in your gate. You cannot eat ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim. It must be brought to Yerushalayim. And in Lahalan later on it says, hu amar b'sharecha tochalenu ha'tameh v'atar yachdav kitzvi v'chayom. I think this pasuk is referring to Psulim Mikdashim, I think, right? Rashi, Psulim Mikdashim, the halacha is, let's say you have a carbon, you set aside an animal, and you're makdish it. Now this animal, somehow before it's brought as a carbon, gets a mum. A mum kavua loses a leg or something, and it can't be brought as a carbon anymore. You can now be podeb this animal and take the money and to buy another animal. Now this animal, after being podeb, is completely mutter. It's called Psulim Mikdashim, and after pidyon, you're allowed to derive certain hana from this. So you don't have to. You're not allowed to work it. It's still an Isser Giza Vavoda, I believe the Mishnah in Bukhara says. But a person who's tamei may eat it. So I already have this cow. It was once Kodesh. I was poded because it became Bamum. Me and somebody else, let's say I'm Tower, I can eat with somebody else who's tamei. There's no need for to hold back from eating it, even though a person's tamei.
The animal that was nifta.
Exactly. And the Gemara says on that concept, the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Afilu tamei v'tar ochlin al shulchan echad b'kara achas vein choshishim. Even though there's a person who's tamei and another person who's tar, may eat on the same table from the very same plate, and we're not concerned of what? We're not concerned of one person making the other person tamei or the food becoming tamei.
Right.
We don't care if the basar becomes tameh. We're not concerned.
Meaning, this teaches you that it does that. That you're allowed whether he is tameh or whether the because once he touches it the basar is tameh also.
Right. So by psulik mukdashim we don't really care if it becomes tameh. So you can have tameh v'tar eating together and they can touch the meat all they want and it's going to become tameh. That's what sharecha now is a word that tells us they can eat together. But now we bring this back to Ma'aseh Sheni, and so let's go back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says v'kamar rachman, the Torah says hahu, that case Hahu damilcha is permitted to hasam b'sharecha. Only over there, by the case of psul mikdashim, may a tamei and tar eat it together. However, hacha lo socha, when it comes here to our case of You cannot eat the sharecha, the same sharecha that you may eat by psula mikdashim, lo sucha, you cannot eat in that same way here. Why? Because there's a concern that a person who's tame is going to be metame the fruit, and you're not allowed to eat fruit that are tame. That is the source that fruit.
And so, could we review the, what's the case again on that they can eat together? That there was it's a bechor that had a bad mood.
Not a bechor. I think it's referring to a other kachim animals. Does it mention bechor?
Yeah, bechor bad mood.
Yeah, it's my understanding. I thought the din by bechor is different.
Yeah, who amar legabe bechor bal mum misharecha techin adam evat tahor yachta
ketzavaler. What bechor?
Bechor. I thought you said. I thought the kohen eats it still, even though he's a bechor mum.
Here it seems that it's who amar legabe bechor bal
mum.
Any animal I make kadosh, bring it as a carbon. A bechor is an animal that firstborn is automatically a kedusha,
yeah.
And you can never redeem that kedusha from a bechor. This I thought was a case where you makdish an animal. Yeah, if it's a balmum, we can't bring it to carbon, but I think the coin gets it.
That's why it confused me, because it seems from here that it's specifically on a bechor.
Uh-huh.
It says, or other kachim.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
So bechor that became blemished, or other kachim.
Okay.
Other kachim that became blemished. Yeah. That they have
this is a second paragraph of bechor,
okay,
so we'll get
so
there.
Again, so bechor or anything else that's a balmum, then you're podate, and the money goes to the kohen, or you have to buy another animal.
So, when it comes to psumim kedashim, that money has to be used for another carbon. You can't buy another bechor though, because
right.
Bechor is just born. You use it for kachim, whoever it's used for. It's a neder, right? Right. A neder nedava or something. Chata, neder nedava. So now this animal that's now nifta has no kedusha for the most part, but there are certain halachas, there are certain restrictions, anyways. But in regards to tame, there's no concern of tame.
So you can eat it together. So
exactly.
Why would we think that we can learn from this? We're trying to learn from this case.
Because it says by Psul Mikdashim, it says bisharecha dochlanu, eat it in your gates, which now means bisharecha means together. Tame v'tar b'yachta. Now we take that same phrase and apply it to Ma'aseh Sheni. But Ma'aseh Sheni it says lo suchal lecha b'sharecha. You cannot eat the sharecha. You can't eat the same way that we eat the Psul Mikdashim. Psumukdashim, the Tame Vitar can eat together because we don't care if the basa becomes Tame. But Lo Sucha, when it comes to the Ma'ashisheni, we do not allow you to eat in the same gate together because a person makes it Tame is us.
Uh-huh. So Bisharecha, not only does it mean that it has to be in Yerushalayim, but that you cannot eat together with the Tame and Tame.
Exactly, that's the additional drash we're making.
And from here, we're learning that if the Ma'ashisheni is Tame itself, not the person.
Exactly. Person's a Mefurish Pasuk. Now this
right.
is talking about the Peros
right.
are Tame. There's also
an issue. And it's a tase. It's not a lotase.
This is going to be a lo sase, according to this, right? Because it's lo sucha b'sharecha.
So it's a lo.
You need to get malchus on that. That's
so
the source of malchus. Exactly.
Yeah.
For Ma'aseh Sheni. Right. Then the Gemara quotes, Ma'ashen ki mitchuma.
Yeah. Which one would you get malchus if you're a tame? It was what? Bikurim.
Mitchuma, which we're about to see right now. Chuma,
okay.
As we'll see, you don't get malchus for it. So Gemara quotes now the two dots, Ma'ashen ki mitchuma, minol. And how do we know that chuma, it does not have the din? There's no malchus if the chuma is tame. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo biyarti mimenu de tame. So I did not burn the Ma'aseh Sheni while I was tame, or maybe while it was tame. Ya tamavir, hava tamavir shemen shachuma shenitba. But you can burn, this is going back not to the eating right now, it's going back to the first din of are you allowed to burn Ma'aseh Sheni when it's tame? So when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, the Pasuk says, you cannot burn Ma'aseh Sheni when it's tame. Only that you can't burn while it's tame, but you may burn shuma. when it is tame, v'ema mimenu. Maybe you can make a different drasha. Maybe you should say ema mimenu. When it comes to mimenu yatamavir, ma'aseh sheni may not be burnt when it's tame. Aval atamavir shemen shakodesh shenitba. Don't learn to chuma. Maybe you should make a. You should apply halacha when it comes to kodesh. That maybe the oil of kodesh became tame. That's allowed to be burned as opposed to ma'aseh sheni. Mara says, what do you mean? How could you have such a havamina? Lav kava chomer hu. Ma meiser hakal amr Torah lo b'arati mimenu b'tamei. Kodesh chomer lo kol shken. Once we've established that meiser sheni, which is not a very severe halacha, but still you can't burn it when it's tamei, so certainly by kodesh, which is such a high level, kodeshim, certainly by there, one should not be able to apply the din, one should not be able to burn it when it's tamei. Gemara says, according to the same logic, if you're trying to apply this kal v'chomer, Chuma not mikav v'chomer. I can make the same kav v'chomer by chuma, because chuma is also more stringent than that of ma'is sheni. If ma'is sheni you can't burn while being tame, certainly you shouldn't be able to burn chuma while being tame. So the Gemara says, haksiv mimenu. It says the word mimenu, and mimenu is a limiting word. The mimenu says it only applies in one case and not another place. So mimenu prevents, even though the kav v'chomer makes sense to apply it either to chuma or to kachim, the word mimenu prevents us from applying it to every case. It's limiting. So what's going on here? So Gemara says, Marisa. So why do we think to include Truma? To include Kodesh and not...
No, Truma, not Kodesh. We're saying that...
We're saying Truma is not... You're allowed to burn Truma.
Right.
Why do we say Mimenu excludes Truma?
Right.
Why is it...
Kodesh, right. Exactly.
So why are we saying it excludes Truma and not Kodesh? Mistavra Kodesh lo mimaita. Shekain Pankas. What does that mean? So that's somewhat of a mnemonic, I guess, to help us remember. Pigol nosa carbon milas karis va'asil onen. Meaning that kudshim and onen, kudshim and ma'is sheni have a lot in common, and they should have the same din. What do they have in common? That pigol applies to kudshim. There's a din of pigol by ma'is sheni.
I think it just has more chumras than...
That's what it's saying.
I think it has more chumras than
okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Than Truma.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Pigol, Nosar, to carbon, there's Isamila, there's Karis, Asla Onin. All these things apply and show the severity of Kachim. That's why Kachim should be, there should be that same Isser. So, either have a Truma, Lomi Marita, you shouldn't exclude Truma, Shekain Machbaz, which is Misa. There's a Misa for a person who eats it, who's a Zar. There's additional Chomish, Ein Lo Pidon, you can never redeem it, Vasul Azar. Where it says, okay, that's very nice, but Hanuch Nefishin. Clearly, there's more Chumas by via kachim than by chuma. And that's why we say by kachim you cannot burn while tame, but by chuma, mimenu, but chuma may be burnt while being tame. Vibai zema karis adifa. Or regardless of the fact that there's more, it's not an issue of quantity, it's an issue of quality, that the fact that there's a din of karis by kachim trumps anything about chuma, and that's why we include kachim in the halacha of ma'is sheni, burning, not burning, but tame, as opposed to chuma. Okay, well, we still have plenty of time.
Can we just review fast machpas? We're talking here about the
chuma. The schumers that apply to chuma.
Right. So mita is
the zar who eats it. It gets death.
Okay.
Chomesh, if a person a zar would eat it, he has to pay. Bishogi, he pays an additional fifth.
Wait a minute. Why chuma in lapidion?
Which one? Sorry. Ein lapidion. You can look at Rashi. Ein lapidion. Three lines from the bottom. Ein lapidion. The chuma. The chuma asur lefine. You can't, once chuma is declared, you cannot redeem that money from it. But when it comes to kodesh, until it's kodesh bekli, one's allowed to be poded, apparently.
Meaning truma is truma. You cannot. That's in any case or what?
Yeah, chuma in general cannot be redeemed. Once chuma is...
Kodesh also cannot be redeemed. Oh, no, you can.
You can, there's certain times, right.
Okay, yeah,
should we go down a few more lines there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure we're good...
Or we can do Chazar.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We still have plenty of time for Chazar also. Maybe we'll try a few more lines.
We can go till...
Amar of Ash, maybe? Yeah, Amar of Ash, we could certainly go until then.
We can go till Amar of Ash, exactly.
Okay. The Gemara says two dots now. Ochlan b'tumas atman lokas. We said above that if the peros themselves are tame, one who eats them, ma'is sheni who eats them is going to be a lav malkos. We learned that from suchal b'sharecha. Ma'ashen kim b'chuma, as opposed to chuma, that this is not the case. The Gemara says milka hu delalaka. There's no malkos by chuma, but ha isur ika. But there is an iser of eating chuma when the chuma itself is tame. Minalan, what's the source? Amakra bisharecha tochlen lezeh v'lol acher. Bisharecha, when it came to the case of psul mikdashim, bisharecha tochlenu, the word lezeh appears in the pasuk also. So it says bisharecha tochlenu lezeh v'lol acher. That's allowed to be eaten, but there's another case tochlenu. I guess tochel oso that can be eaten bisharecha, but something else may not. What's that? Must be referring to chuma may not be eaten. Tami Vitar Yachtav. V'lav haba michal asi ase. And whenever there's a something learned out from an asse, a lav learned out derived from an asse, even though it's in a low asse, since it's formulated as an asse in the Torah, it's only as bad as a asse itself. Exactly.
Because it's talking about a Baal Mum.
Talking about this case, the Tzulmik Dashim is talking about Baal Mum. So only that we allow Tamei Vitar to eat, but there's another case, namely the Avchuma, which is not. Okay, we'll try to do a quick review here. So we start off with doing some issues of Paraduma. Let's skip that for now, the Paraduma stuff. That was the end of yesterday's daf. But at the beginning of Ayin Gimel, we spoke about the question whether an Arel can eat Maiser Sheni or not. By Pesach, we learned already that an Arel may not eat Karban Pesach. The question is Maiser also going to be learned from Pesach, or Maiser is more Mekel, and we allow an Arel to partake in Maiser. And we brought a whole long Brisa, which delineated all the differences between Trum and Bikurim on one hand, and all the Chumras, versus Maiser Sheni. For example, that there's a Chiyamisa, and there's a Chomish, and there's a Lazar, and Nechse Kohen, and it's Batel Echarumea, and it requires washing the hands, and it requires Shkia Sechama. All those apply to Trum and Bikurim, as opposed to Maiser Sheni, do not have all the Chumras. Where I said, if that's the case, Ariel should also be on the list, that Ariel's mutted to Maiser Sheni. The fact that it's not on the list must be that Ariel is usher in Maiser Sheni. That's why it's not a difference between Maiser and Bikurim and Trumah. Where I said, no, it was left off the list, just like another case was left off the list, namely that of, if it's usher to burn Bikurim and Trumah, it's usher to burn that, it's usher to burn Maiser Sheni and Bikurim B'tame. The Trumah you can burn while being Tame. And also there's an Isser, there's a Chiyam Malkos, when a Maiser Sheni and Bikurim are eaten, if it's Tame itself, as opposed to Chuma, if Chuma's Tame, if it's eaten, there is no Malkos. And that was left off the list. So to this case of Ariel, of Maiser, was left off the list also. So it's inconclusive what the Lach is by Ariel who eats Maiser Sheni. Then Olam and Beis went through various Joshes, how do we know each of these to be the case? So one thing we said was that in the context of Lo Suchal Lechol B'Sherecha, that one may not eat outside Yushalayim, come to the Maiser Sheni, it also mentions this thing called Chumas Yadecha. And everybody agrees Chumas Yadecha refers to Bikurim. So Bikurim also must be eaten in Yushalayim, may not be eaten outside. The question is, why did they formulate Chumas Yadecha, Bikurim as Chumas Yadecha? So on one hand, Tanakama holds, the fact that it mentioned Bikurim, at least they reference Bikurim in the context of Maiser Sheni, tells us it has the same halachas as Maiser Sheni. And Rabbi Shimon felt that no, since it's concealed under the word of Chuma, Bikurim is more like Chuma than it is by Maiser Sheni. And we said that exactly. So two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, do we apply the din of Isser Onen of Maiser Sheni to Bikurim? Or no, we say Bikurim is more like Chuma and there's no Isser Onen. And number two, we said, is there going to be a Chiyav Bir, just like there's a Chiyav Bir by Maiser Sheni, we'll apply that also to Bikurim because it's a Hekesh? Or no, Rabbi Shimon says, it's called Chuma, and it's Chuma, there's no Chiyav Bir.
And there's no Malkos on...
The first one is Chiyav Bir. Now, in terms of the Malkos, everybody agrees when the person himself is Tamei, there's an Isser to eat everything. Right. The question is, when the Chefza becomes Tamei, that would be a whole limud here, that when it comes to Sharecha by the Psu Mekdashim, that's when it Tamei V'tahor Achol Yachtav, they eat together. But when it comes to Lo Sucha B'Sharecha by Maiser Sheni, that is an Isser Lav for a Tamei person to touch the Maiser Sheni and then to eat it, that would be a Chiv Malkos in that case. And we learn the Din of Bikurim also from there.
But here would be the same Achlokos or not? Do we say that it's like here we're learning that why Maiser Sheni is Chayav and Truma is not.
Right. So I would imagine
so you have to apply the same Achlokos, right?
Exactly, to carry over to Bikurim as well.
To Bikurim as well.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And then we said Truma is different because we said Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tame, only Mimenu, only by Truma, only by Maiser Sheni, but not by the case of Truma. Okay, and then we wanted to say, maybe we really should say Kachim is going to be excluded from the Pasuk and not Chuma. We went back and forth. We said, no, Kachim certainly should have the Isser of Beer because it either has more Chumras than that by of Chuma, or Kachim has Chiv Karis. And finally we said, when it comes to Chuma, the person who eats Chuma while the Chuma itself is Tame is only an Isser Ase, not a Halav. And that's how we concluded. Okay, Shkoyach.